News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as you will be aware at this stage, the Irish millionaire and Irish Euro Millions player has made history last night by winning 250 million jackpot. It's the highest ever lotto win in the country. These people on Dublin's Grafton Street have been telling our reporter, Stephanie Roan, how they would splash the cash.
Definitely moving away. Definitely have a big blow-off party. Yeah, you have to
spend the word.
Share it, rather. Be here.
Is it a bit too much money, 250 million euros?
It is not. No, it's not.
Not
just that.
These
days. That'd be gone in a week, it would, with me, I tell you.
Did you hear about the lotto?
I did, yeah. Wasn't me. I think it's fantastic. It's great. I think it'll just change their life forever, like, and their family, hopefully, like.
I'll give half it to my daughter for a deposit for the house, because I've no mortgage, so I'll be all right.
Yeah.
And then major holiday somewhere.
Is it you,
No, God, no. Definitely not. I wouldn't be in work if I did.
I'd give money to my brother and sister. And I'd pay off whatever mortgage or whatever they had and just treat us all, because we deserve it.
We'd be off on a lovely holiday.
I'm just back from Lanzarote
for
a week, so yeah, I might go back.
First thing's a holiday. I wouldn't be here anyway, that is for sure. I don't know, make sure everyone around me is okay anyway. That's the main thing. Down the west, I think I go. Buy a few houses down the west.
Oh, I love it. Half the money for a deposit for a house. There'd be some deposit in the house, wouldn't it? Anyway, Emma Monaghan, spokesperson with the National Lottery. What do we know at this stage, Emma?
Good morning, guys. So what we know is that Ireland now has a quarter of a billion euro winner in last night's Irish Euro Millions. So we're absolutely delighted with the news. What I can tell you guys is it was a retail store. So somewhere in Ireland, a shop has sold the winning ticket. But that is all I can share with you for now.
Okay.
But over the coming days, we will be sharing more details on that winning store.
Yeah, I'm just actually thinking, I wonder, it probably has an impact on our GDP or national income. It probably goes up by 0.01% or something because of this win. 250 million is a lot of money. Does the person, they don't need to actually disclose that they are the winner, do they? Obviously, they have to come to you, but it doesn't have to be publicised.
No, absolutely not. So as with any of our winners, they have the choice to remain private, or if they wish to go public with their win, they can absolutely do so. That is totally up to the winner themselves and how they decide to share their news.
So it's a massive, massive amount of money. Obviously, life-changing amount of money. Like, do you offer advice to those who've won? Because it like, obviously you'd be delighted and thrilled, but it must be slightly overwhelming as well.
Oh, absolutely. And what we're telling our winner to this morning is to just let the, if they have that winning ticket, let the news just settle with them, because it certainly is a life-changing prize. When it comes to giving financial advice, we don't do that ourselves. So we ensure that the winner, the ticket holder, seeks financial and legal advice themselves before coming to HQ to claim their cheque.
Okay. Do we have a particularly good record of winning Euro Millions? Do we punch above? I know it's a lottery, literally and figuratively speaking. But there seems to be a lot of Irish Euro Million winners, or is it just statistically the norm? Do we know?
Yeah, I mean, so last night's winner is our 18th, which is fantastic to get. Now, we have been waiting a little while for this one. So our last Euro Millions win was in February 2022. So that win was in County Tipperary and the winner won 30 million euros. So
just 30 million, right, okay.
Just 30 million, I know. But look, it's kind of been a long time coming, but I think it's safe to say it was worth the wait.
Okay, Emma Monaghan, spokesperson. Oh, sorry, when do you think we'll know, obviously, the shop? When will that information be out?
I can't share exact details with you just yet, but it'll be over the next week. So stay tuned for updates from ourselves.
Okay, Emma Monaghan, spokesperson with the National Lottery. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I love all the texts coming through on the lotto. When lotto winners take a few weeks to come forward, the reason is because they're down with their solicitors getting their paperwork put in place as to have a syndicate set up correctly and stop paying tax to government.
I tell no one if I won the jackpot other than my hubby. We tell our friends and neighbours we're moving for work, which we have done in the past. So basically, they're never going to see you again. We're out of here. See you, losers.
We don't need you guys. I love everything from people having spreadsheets arranged in advance.
You think that's true about people going working with their solicitor to draw up the paperwork and
I
stuff.
Think if you could have your family on the syndicate so that they could get a million and say you say that they spent twopence on the on yeah. the on the lotto ticket or something. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Is
I don't
that,
know.
Is that credible? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.